Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Does your life need a reset? A clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast, Stephanie Regan, joins me. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You know, what is this reset? Is it a reset in your relationship or in your whole life?
I think when I mentioned this to you, I was thinking more in terms of like both your life and love, but probably even more so today in terms of your life itself. I think there's many, you know, life is fast. We know that people are very busy, and also our lives are constantly, I suppose the whole dynamic around us is always shifting, isn't it? You know, as we get a little older, as our family dynamics change, children leave, or somebody, indeed there's grief or there's breakup, or, you know, so there are all sorts of things in life that give us opportunities to reset. And sometimes I think people jump over those. And I don't mean that in any patronizing way, but I'm saying it from my work that I see sometimes that it's really good if you can pause, if you can step back, if you can take that opportunity to look around you and really almost like a project, look at your life a little bit. Where am I spending my time? Where am I spending my energy? Who am I giving all my concern to? And ask yourself those sort of, you know, big questions, especially if you're at a time where you're feeling discontented. Obviously, if you're as happy as Larry, you're not going to need a reset. You're on the right track. But that's not where everybody is.
So you'd kind of do an audit of where you are. That could apply to maybe your job, your career, the state of your house, your relationship, all of those things.
Yes, because everything around us, like I mentioned, I suppose, you know, a job change, you know, that. So you can look at, am I where I want to be in whatever aspect of your life you're looking at, or all of it, in your job, in your life, in your love, in your, you know, where you live? Is it time to rethink? Is it time to downsize? Is it time to, you know, declutter? You know, I know people, and I'm a clutter person myself, so I really know this. There's a difficulty in moving past our own clutter. But there's something very, very, how would you say, therapeutic about decluttering and letting things go. And we all know the feeling of coming into your space and it's clean and cleared. And you've you know, so there's something very therapeutic about that for us, both psychologically, emotionally, because we have to be in that space to do it. And you have to allow yourself the time and space to do that. So it's a kind of an emotional and physical decluttering that I was talking about when I mentioned that. And I think it's about really looking hard at the habits and the automatic things that you are doing and wondering about them. Are they bearing the fruit that maybe they were bearing 4 years ago or 2 years ago? Do you need to look at that? That's what goes wrong in life. I think it's the balance keeps shifting, but we don't always keep shifting and adjusting. And that's when we get a little stuck and a little out of equilibrium and out of a healthy balance.
Some people might say, yeah, I am stuck. I don't like where I'm at, but I can't give up my job because my family depend on it.
Yes, and of course, it doesn't always have to be the absolute thing. Of course, I'm not suggesting people can just jack up and, as they say, walk off into the sunset. I'm talking about, though, adjusting. You know, in terms of your work, is this where you want it to be? Are there things you need to do now to change where you will get to in the next 3 years? So it's about, I suppose, in a way, it's a little bit like resetting the trajectory of your life, because, you know, things happen in an automatic way, particularly when people are stressed. They don't think long term. That's something we're very aware of, that actually a foreshortened sense of perspective is one of the first signs that I see. Obviously, there's physical signs, but in terms of perception, it's one of the first signs that we see that people cannot think in a creative way around problems or the future. So a reset gives you that little chance And I know it seems, and I'm speaking to those today who kind of need it, not everyone who doesn't need it, but it's a very simple task to sit down and write things down. Writing things down is very good for making us conscious of what's other than that, quite an unconscious, automatic thing. And if you write it down, then you have a chance to start, I suppose, examining it and then wondering, would I maybe adjust that? Instead of putting all my, if work, for example, is not giving me pleasure and not giving me satisfaction, okay, I have to stay there. I understand that, which is kind of the point you were making. But could I withdraw some of my energy from the frustration of it? Could I accept it? And could I plan for change? In other words, do I need to retrain? Do I need to do something that will allow me to promote in this way or that way? Do I need to think about a change? And do I need to plan for a change?
You say push yourself to do the new, and the new might be learning a language, it might be doing a sport, it might be taking that walk that you never thought you would in the mountains, whatever.
Yes, exactly. Reassess, you know, reassess your time, your energy, your spend, if you like, on things, and really consider what needs to change and what needs to be new. And you are always going to have to push yourself a little bit. I'm a big embracer of the new, because I've always been surprised in life that when you try something new, I'm always very surprised at how much I like the thing, whereas I might have altogether not associated that with me at all. And so I really have that strong feeling with people of encouraging them, try it once. And give yourself that opportunity to know for sure if you're right that this doesn't suit you. You know, so be a little brave. I think you have to be a little brave. I see people, you know, particularly as midlife and sort of 50s, they give up a little bit on change. They kind of feel, oh, I am who I am, and I am kind of set. I think that is 100% wrong. Life, you know, how you energize your life is to continue to revamp, to revitalize it. And you do that by bringing in new things, new people, new habits, new hobbies, new interests. And they're the things you must look at. The things we have to get paid for. They're the must-dos in life. But the others you have a lot of control over. And resetting allows you to really step back. If I may say, one other big thing I encourage people to do is to do a dial, you know, and to allocate like a pie chart, you know, into that where they spend their time. Take 2 12 hours of the day and do a pie chart of where you actually and what you actually spend your time on. And keep that chart for 1 week and you'll be a little shocked at where you spend your time.
Yeah, many people, 2 hours on social media. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly.
That kind of
and
thing.
And what alternatively could you do with that? You know, and really be kind of slightly, you know, school marmy with yourself and say, are you doing what you need to do to be where you want to be, to feel joyful, to feel healthy, to feel attached and connected to life? And if you're discontented, these are the things that people have to look at.
It's funny how sometimes life will throw a curved ball at somebody. They could lose their job. They end up setting up a business and life is transformed. Or you wanted to move house and lo and behold, your house burnt down. What do you do then? You know, it forces a new beginning upon you.
Well, that's exactly the point. There are times in life when we are thrown, this is thrust upon us. And some people embrace that and see it, you know, they can see the new beginning in the ending. And if you can do that, you know, as I say, you know, a good ending allows for, a good beginning. It is important that you see the beginning and the future in things, even when they're over, because things run their time. Hobbies run their time. Friendships, we you know, often we just not even outgrow each other. We just run past each other in some ways, you know, and there's many reasons why you need to rethink and reassess yourself as you go forward in life at all sorts of points, but definitely at a point of discontent.
Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Thank you very much. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.